Joe Neal with your broadcast tonight. Back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Trevor Booms. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, some teams in the Greater Thumb Conference batting 500 entering the final week of the regular season would be something they could hang their hat on. That is not the case for the Harbor Beach Pirates, though. After starting the season at 4-2, the Pirates have lost two in a row and done everything but eliminate themselves from the playoffs. But the question persists, if Harbor Beach could pull an upset over a USA tonight, would they sneak in the playoffs at 5-4?
The more we talk about it, the more we think that the answer to that question is yes, definitely they could get in. But USA has been as good as any team in the area of late.
One of the best things going for the Harbor Beach Pirates is their offense. They are averaging 34 points a ball game and have surpassed 60 points twice this season. A lot of that has to do with their air raid attack led by senior play caller Brady Kirsch.
That sure does. We got to watch Brady Kirsch firsthand last week. He is all of 6'3", 200 pounds, and he's got a very accurate and strong arm. He can throw it all over the lot. He threw for 172 yards last week in a touchdown, and against Sandusky, he threw for 135 yards and two touchdowns.
Much like the USA Patriots are known to run the ball, Brady Kirsch and the Pirates are known to throw the ball to their favorite receiver, James Shelkey. He's just a junior, but has big play potential every time the Harbor Beach offense is on the field.
He sure does. He runs routes as good as anybody, can change directions as good as anybody. He is a two-year starter already, and he had five catches last week, 83 yards and a touchdown. Against Bad X, he had seven catches for 130 yards and two touchdowns as well.
Harbor Beach can move the ball via the ground game as well, as the Pirates like to show a number of different formations from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Daniel Lanfear is the lead back out of the shotgun formation. And against Bad X, he had one of his best games. He had 16 carries, 123 yards, and a score. The other guy to keep an eye on in the offense is Brendan Shedd. He's the opposite receiver of James Shelkey. He had six catches last week against Dublin.
Unfortunately for the Orange and Black, they are on the verge of allowing more than 300 points on the season for defense. That would be just the third time in school history. They sit at 285 right now. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network. USA at Harbor Beach, kicking off in 11 minutes on Senior and Parent Night from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
At USA Schools, we take your student success to heart. When you think success, think USA. What does it take for you and your students to have a successful school year? At USA, success means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and successful community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education leads to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life, and creates a more well-rounded student. USA Schools would like to thank our principals and all of the teaching and support staff for all they do for our students. To enroll, or for more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
It's time to trade in to trade up at All Season Service and Sales in Harbor Beach. Bring in your chainsaw in any condition, in pieces, damaged, torn apart, and trade it in to get up to $100 off a brand new EFCO chainsaw. There's a 5-year consumer warranty and 2-year commercial warranty on EFCO equipment. So get your old chainsaw into All Season Service and Sales of Harbor Beach any way you can and get up to $100 off your new EFCO chainsaw.
You do your best to protect your loved ones. And while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Elber Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrow.
Hi, this is Mike from the Elber Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means. But there is a way to avoid the Drop Zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no Drop Zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the Drop Zone.
It's week number 9 of the regular season, and you're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Kayla O'Neill, and Jay O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. As the crow flies, 42 miles separate Unionville Sebring and Harbor Beach High Schools. If you were to travel by boat, it's actually feasible for this week. 65 nautical miles from the mouth of the Sebring River to the safe waters of the greatest man-made harbor in Harbor Beach. For those who put their sea legs away for the season already, I'm proud of you. But if you travel by car, it's 47 miles from west to east. Quite an easy trek west on Sebring Road until M53, and then follow that all the way until you hit water 51 minutes later. In regards to school size, USA has 36 more students than Harbor Beach. There are 267 Patriots enlisted in high school for the Patriots, and 231 swashbucklers registered with the MHSA in the Land of Pirates. The Consolidated School District of Unionville and Sebring High Schools came to be in the football season of 1972. A year later, USA and Harbor Beach faced off for the first time in football, and it's been a very intimate relationship ever since. For every year since 1973, the Patriots and Pirates have squared off on the gridiron. That's a total of 43 meetings, with Harbor Beach leading the series 28-15. Both Unionville Sebring and Harbor Beach boast strong offenses, with each averaging over 30 points a game. Harbor Beach actually has the offensive advantage, with the fifth best production in the Greater Thumb Conference at 34.1 points a game. The Patriots are not far behind in the seventh spot, and a little less than 2 points fewer, coming in at 32.25 points for each contest. So offensively, Harbor Beach by 1.9 points. Defensively, it's a different situation. The USA Patriots have the third best numbers in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing just 13 points a game on defense. Harbor Beach, on the other hand, is giving up 35.6 a game. This makes for a USA advantage on defense by over 22 points. Think USA. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're feeling confident with their product. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department concur that after factoring in all the possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at USA 24.5. Today is the 294th day of the year, meaning just 71 days until New Year's Day. Dave, do you have any plans for New Year's Eve already?
Not yet. Okay. I haven't even thought about it yet.
Well, that brings me to this week's trivia question.
Good.
It was on this day in 1960 that the United States elected its 35th president. Who was it?
This day in what year?
1960. I'm throwing you off softball, man. This is a...
John F. Kennedy.
Hey, all right. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner for Dave Hansen. Bonus question. Let's see if you can remain perfect.
Do I have to answer? Can I just be perfect tonight?
No.
Dang it.
No. Only one other presidential nominee on a major party ticket has ever been a practicing Roman Catholic. Who is the only other presidential nominee, there's a hint there, to be Catholic?
Oh, nominee, that means he wasn't president.
You would be correct in that thought.
Oh, boy. I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
John Kerry.
Not that long ago.
From 2004, Democratic nominee, lost to George W. Bush by a mere 35 electoral votes. All right, let's get you back into winning ways. In 2010, what percentage of Harbor Beach residents were Catholic? You have a 1 in 100 chance to get this one.
Wow, I see that. But there are quite a few Lutherans in this area, at least. So I'm going to go safe and just go 50%.
Well, you're not far off. 38% of Harbor Beach goers affiliate with our